A Daily Illini editorial on Thursday said the forum's organizers, Students Transforming Oppression and Privilege, or STOP, had a one-sided agenda, and the event would likely degenerate into a shouting match. The student newspaper recommended against attending the event, but a lot of people didn't take that advice. As a graduate student who identified himself only as Joe noted to the overflow crowd at Folinger Auditorium.
And even though the campus newspaper, the DI, urged people not to come here, and we still packed this place before 4 o'clock.
Most speakers during an open mic segment called on U of I officials to get rid of Chief Illiniwek. Many were Native Americans, many from the American Indian Center in Chicago. Charlotte Wilkinson echoed the sentiments of many others who found the chief offensive.
As Native people, the right to decide what offends us belongs to us and only us. It is wrong for one race of people to appropriate the cultures of another race of people. Objectification is about power.
But while the audience had lots to say about Chief Illiniwek, U of I officials were brief on the subject. When asked to outline the Board of Trustees' plans for the chief, University President B. Joseph White took time to praise the speakers for their passion and participation. But the audience wasn't satisfied with those remarks and called on him to answer the question.
Okay.
Yeah, the answer to the question is I am not going to communicate the Board of Trustees' plan for the future of Chief Illiniwek. Chair of the Board, Larry Epley, said at the last board meeting that the matter of Chief Illiniwek will be resolved in 2007. That's what I can report to you. It came from the chair of the board.
The STOP Coalition had extended an open invitation to Chairman Epley to appear at the forum, but the only trustee who did appear, student trustee Christopher Cantus, sat in the audience and did not speak. Afterwards, he called the forum a positive step, but did not take a stance on Chief Illiniwek, except to endorse the board's resolve to find a consensus solution. With officials having little to say about the chief, the questions shifted to other topics. Chancellor Richard Herman, answering a charge that his public statement following the tacos and tequila party last fall had been too mild, noted that students involved in the party were facing disciplinary hearings at the time.
And it was my feeling at the time that, in fact, were I to provide too strong a condemnation, that they could not get a fair hearing. Now, whether or not that's right or wrong, that was my motivation. Do I feel that there was a lot of racism associated with that? Yes. But I did temper my remarks in the public statement, and for the very reasons I said.
Many of the issues discussed were echoed in a list of demands that the STOP Coalition released at the forum. Eliminating Chief Illiniwek topped the list, which also called for recruiting and retaining more minority students and faculty, beefing up ethnic studies programs, and taking stronger measures against acts of discrimination. Chancellor Herman said they were in the process of addressing many of the demands and that he would be discussing them at an already scheduled administration cabinet meeting. STOP spokeswoman Reem Rahman said they would not be satisfied until all their demands were met, and they expected a full written response from the administration within 14 days. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.